Have you ever wondered why some businesses are really good at retaining the customers, while some businesses fail? The answer lies in CSOps, and that is what we are going to discuss in today's episode. We are going to discuss about CSOps, history, current business trends, and what is the future of this interesting role. So whether you are a pro or a beginner in customer success, buckle up and get ready to learn about CSOps. Welcome back to the CS Mentor Podcast, All Things Customer Success. My name is Ankit, and in this video, we are going to discuss about CSOps. Think about it. Whenever something new starts, nobody knows what are the best practices. Nobody knows what others are doing, and nobody has a clue how to optimize things further. And that's what exactly happened with the field of customer success. When it started, people were following their own gut feeling. Some of them were right, but some of them were wrong, and nobody knew how to optimize this further. That's where CSOps came into the picture. CSOps, with the help of data and technologies, helps CSM do their job more effectively. CSOps is the backbone of any organization. They not just act as a spokesperson within the company, but also help optimize all the processes. With the CSOps, CSMs spend less time on manual work and more time on helping the customers. And that helps in maximizing the organization revenue. If you are in CSOps or thinking to move into it, I would really like to congratulate you, because this is the right job and the future is really bright. Think about it. Companies have started realizing that they need to retain their customers. For that, they have started hiring more people into customer success. According to a survey, customer success is the one of the hottest jobs in the worldwide. Now, at one point of time, when companies would start realizing that they need to have the backbone of CSOps, they would start hiring people from CSOps. And that's where CSOps person would be in demand. Not just this, with the AI evolving and ChatGPT and similar tools coming in the market, AI technology and the CS technology is also evolving. With that, we need to learn these tools and how to optimize things further. So that's all in this episode. Please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel in case you haven't done it already. And I will see you in the next video.